And right now, the temperature is 50 degrees. Just went up another degree. I got in here. It was 47. It's now 50 degrees. Let's bring in the 50-degree man, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. And I'm taking it that even though it's that much milder, you're still not a happy fellow.
Well, let me put it this way. I managed to get out, and it was only spitting rain, okay? And on the way, so it's been only spitting rain. So 50 degrees and spitting rain after the bitter cold weather we had before, I can take. But our back parking lot, Pat, was plowed, okay? And the snow was pushed down and packed.
I see.
And now it's got like a half inch of rain on top of it. And right. If you drive on that, you can't stop. It is like the slickest thing in the world. So
yeah.
I'm warning people to stay out of our parking lot. Use the town parking lot. Because ours, I came in with my Jeep 4x4. I turned in, and I came down the road, had the little driveway which gets to the back lot. Car wouldn't turn because there's no way it can turn.
Wow!
So I had to put it in this. We've got a super low 4-wheel drive, where I was able to inch back and then move forward ahead and get to the town parking lot. So now, yeah. With that being said, and with us getting rain and 50-degree temperatures right now.
We're in a flood watch.
In a flood watch. When is the flash freeze going to come?
I don't think we'll see any flash freezing. All right. So that's a good thing. But, you know, we will fall back to the 40s today. The rain will end either late today or early this evening. And then it's going to get cold, 20 to 25. So any standing water will freeze. But it's not going to be flash freezing.
All right.
Yep. Friday will be in the mid-30s, partly cloudy. Saturday, low 30s, some sun. Then a chance of snow shower Sunday in the mid-30s. Could get a light accumulation from that. Not much. Looks like there'll be some snow showers around on Monday. Then we'll watch an Alberta Clipper come by Tuesday and a Wednesday. And it will bring with it some snow. But what follows it is something that Mr. MGM doesn't like. Siberian Express, that's what I'm calling it, because it is going to be another brutally cold air mass coming in by the end of the month next week.
Now, when that comes in, that basically stops any snow for until that cold air leaves, right?
Well, that's the way it should work, but not necessarily will it work that way. The Alberta Clipper will be accompanied by snow.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll get a lot of it, but whatever we do get will certainly freeze solid by Wednesday.
All right.
And Thursday and Friday.
So now the dates you're looking at for this, if I'm correct, For the initial shot is this weekend, right? Right after this weekend.
Yeah, right.
The weekend of the 1st and 2nd is what you're looking at for the really bitter cold.
Well, it'll start before that.
Okay, it'll start before that, okay.
Oh, yeah. That Clipper low is going to go by on Wednesday of next week, which is the 30th.
Okay.
So by the 31st. Which is the month's end, it is going to be brutally cold again.
Okay, so by the 31st, that's going to happen. So now, Salisbury Winter Sports Association, we're concerned about the 8th, 9th, and 10th of February. That's what we're concerned about now.
It's a little bit beyond, beyond the forecast, because the forecast right now goes to like the 5th.
Yeah.
Of February. So we'll just have to wait and see. But it certainly does look like it's going to stay cold. That's for sure.
Okay, so it's going to stay cold. So even if they can make all the snow and groom all the snow they want, they're not going to have to worry about any rain interruptions, basically from the end of this week till February. Like it looks like till like February 8th, 9th, or 10th.
That is really the way it looks right now, Marshall. I mean, it could change, but so far it's been right on schedule, as far as I'm concerned, because I told you, after mid-January, watch out.
Yeah.
And there'll be one wave after another, and that's what we're having. And between the waves, it gets a little milder.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
I came in this morning and I had the grippers on the shoes, but I didn't even bother. Like I said, I guess I'll have to get used to having the grippers. Gonna have cold weather. Gripper City, here I come.
Yeah, well, you know, this is it. And, I think cities in the Midwest are going to break records like you can't believe, because they're going to probably wind up breaking all-time record lows like they never saw before. So it'll be interesting to see if the cold air is as intense as I'm thinking it's going to be.
All right, well.
I know you don't want to hear it, but.
I don't. Well, yeah. At least it's not cold air with rain. That's the one benefit.
Right. Right. But an MS such as this wouldn't be rain. It would be snow.
It would be chunks of ice.
Yeah, you just don't. You don't even want to deal with it. Yep. Yeah. So that's it. Today's just a typical rainy day. A rainy day in January.
A rainy day in January, yeah. Well. As long as it doesn't freeze, I'm fine with it. You know, I've given up. I've given up my fight, Pat. This winter, obviously, is going to be just a terrible winter for me to get through. I look at it this way. It's January 24th. Pretty soon we'll be into February, and then we'll be into March. Even though March is a winter month, for some reason it's lighter out, much, much longer. So I hold out hope.
You sure are. You're already in March.
That's exactly right. I'd love to be in April, to be honest with you.
Gee.
Gotta look ahead, Pat. Gotta look ahead.
I guess so. I guess it's better than looking back. You're right.
Gotta take the long view. Take the long view and hope that it's okay. Now, it's terrible. I watched a movie yesterday that I really liked, and I can't remember it.
Oh, you're kidding.
Isn't that terrible? It was on Netflix, and I really liked it, and I can't remember it.
You don't even remember what it's about?
No. I'm confused this morning. I'm trying to think what it was. It was good, though. I watched it, the whole thing. It was a good movie. Oh, well. Yeah, we'll get back to it. Yeah. I'll figure out what it was.
Yeah, really.
But other than that, I went to bed early last night. I went to bed by I was asleep by 8:00. There was just I'm tired of this shutdown stuff. I can't believe that our government, and I mean, I'll include everybody, will allow people now to go a month without a paycheck. And these are people that are you and I folks. They're making $40,000 to $50,000 a year. If they're single, they're just barely scraping by. If they're married, they're still just barely scraping by because they've got kids. These are not people that can withstand this for a month. They can't withstand this for one pay period. It's just such a sad thing. I can't even watch. It's just.
I agree. And there's baloney back and forth between the Democrats and the Republicans. That's getting a little stale too. You know. I mean, let's sit down here and let's negotiate and let's get this thing on the road. That's what I say.
There's an old expression, and I'll change it a little bit. Somebody's got to take the bull by the horns, and somebody has to have the courage to stand up and say to the president, this is what the Senate and the House is going to do. We're going to override you if you veto us. We're going to get these people back to work. We're going to get these people paying, and we'll work on the border wall later on.
That's what they should be doing.
Somebody's got to stand up and do that and be able to say that, both to both parties and the president. So
I agree.
And I'm like, I'm just so disappointed that nobody's had the guts to do that yet. It's amazing. It's amazing. I'd like to see a United States senator or a congressperson go without pay for a month. I'd just love to see it.
Right.
Yeah. So anyways, that's my bitch for this morning. I'm sorry.
That's it.
Yeah, but it gives me a sound sleep. I go to bed at 8 o'clock, get up at 3:30, 4 o'clock, and I don't worry about those things. So there.
Well, good, because it's not going to help.
No, and then I go out with my cleats on, and I go through the ice and the snow to work.
To work.
just like Nanook.
Right, of the north. Right.
All right. Well, Nanook at Ice Station Robin Hood Radio, which is now underwater, says we'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right. That sounds good. Be careful, everybody.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.